I have hit the record button. Joe, I need to test the levels. Can you hit me with the 1-2?
A 1, a 2, decorated eggs. Fucking bunnies keep stealing from me and trying to hide them.
That's good, yeah. Let's see. Kites. Kites. Kites covered with cream corn in Kentucky. Yep, I think we're good. Hey, everybody. It's Good Friday. Hell, it's Great Friday. God damn, it's Amazing Friday. And we're going to get real sacrificial. We're going to give you our all so that you can be bathed in the drool and the spittle of two guys and two other people who just foam at the mouth. So that when you accept us as your personal podcasters, then you will ascend to the glorious heaven that is JBC. I'm always singing. I shouldn't be singing. Hey, Joe, how the heck are you, dude?
Well, fucking good evening, Jason.
Good evening. It's good to hear your voice, man. Every week,
yeah.
I'm like, gotta hear that voice. Gotta hear that rich, chocolatey Joe.
Yeah.
And
I think I sound like Kermit the Frog, but thank you for the compliment. And I also would say, how the hell are you? It seems like you're very, very busy this week. I had one of those weeks where I was texting you and you weren't texting me back, and it seemed like I was a mentally ill person. Because then
it only seemed like it.
I started responding to my own text as if I were you. It was a little weird. And then every once in a while you showed up and said, sorry I'm not responding, but write a fucking novel if you need to. I think that was one of your responses.
That was.
That made me feel better, though. Like, if you just touch base every once in a while, I don't feel like I need to be fucking committed.
I hear you. Absolutely. I was going to say, you mentioned Kermit the Frog. You don't sound like Kermit the Frog, but somebody told me that the way you do a Christopher Walken impression is to do Kermit the Frog, but not so high and with a New York accent. And I have been working on it, but I cannot do it. I can't do it.
I really wanted to. What are you going to give us that breakdown and then not give us an example of where you're at?
I can
try.
So mostly what happens is I get so bored reading my kid's books to him over and over again because he's two that I do them.
Start doing it in Walken style.
I do. I try. I wish I had one of the kids' books here that I could read to you from it. I could try this. Sam, I am Sam. I like green eggs and ham. Do you like green eggs and ham? That's not very good, but I'm working on it. So
you know what, though? I basically forced you to do that before you were comfortable with your skill level. I did do a gesture of jacking off while you were doing it. You know that little jack off gesture? I did that. I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
But no, you're getting there.
I'm getting there. Yeah, I got some work to do. So.
Getting there. No, see, I suck at it too.
No, it's okay.
We have some work to do. Now, we worked on the Irish accents, I think, to the point where it got pretty good.
Yeah, we did.
There are some people that I know that would completely disagree with that.
Yeah, we'll screw
I'm
them.
Proud of us. Fuck everybody else.
Yeah.
This isn't for anybody else. This is for us.
That's right. And you know how long we're going to be here, Joe?
We'll be here till I pass out.
That's right.
What did that say?
We'll be here till I pass out.
Okay,
yeah,
that
buttons.
Sounded funny, but it didn't sound like English. What did he say?
He said, "I'm gonna be here till I pass out."
Oh, okay, good. Yeah.
And it's from a movie
we
called.
We won't. But
no, we won't.
Have we ever done that?
No, we
actually just
out.
We're podcasting. We timed it right to where, like, by the end of the hour, we both just were head down on our. I was gonna say desks, or like the studio panels, the consoles.
Yeah,
right.
No, we've never passed out because we block out an hour for the show, and at a bare minimum, I can last an hour. I've got that much staying power. I don't care what you pour down my throat. I don't care what you put in my face. I don't care what you rub all over my face. I'm gonna be up for an hour at least. So.
Well, I think so far we're doing a good job.
Thank you.
So far, we're doing a good job. But actually, right now, I'm doing that jack off thing again.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah, that undermines everything we do. So, like, if you hear me say something that's positive, also envision me doing that jack off move.
Okay.
And then, you know, that kind of evens it out, I think, a little
sure.
bit.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway.
Fuck you, Joey.
Yeah. Okay. I deserve that. So I would like to right away bring on a very special guest that I've been at. She has made a very brief cameo on a show before, but it was too brief. And you even actually acknowledged that in that show. And here we go. Wonder Woman. To the JBC audience, which is only Ian, I would like you to welcome my friend, Jen.
Hi, Ian.
Well, Jen, say hello to Jason, too. He's an important person.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, Jen. How the Good Friday hell are you?
I'm good. I had fish.
Oh, good. Did you? Are you Catholic?
Yes.
Okay.
Not practicing. Not really okay. Catholic, but went to school as a Catholic.
Oh, did you? Okay. We can talk about that. No? Okay, let's not. Yeah.
Not necessary.
Nope. Not going to do it.
Now, see, what I like about Jen is, you know, one of the tenets of improv comedy is the yes and thing. Well, I think Jen is going to just think outside of the box. I know her pretty well, and I think it's going to be no but instead of yes and.
Okay. All right.
And I think it's going to work just fine.
Yeah.
I think this is innovative when it comes to improvisational comedy. That's my sense of it. We'll see how
all right.
it goes.
Let me set her
I'm
up then.
Happy. Just ask me.
Let mm-hmm. me set her up. Here we go. All right, Jen. Today I was reading an article about people in the Philippines who, in order to express their humility on this day, literally have themselves actually nailed to a cross temporarily. Now, is that something you've ever done?
No, not yet. Not yet. But I'm pretty young, so maybe give me some time.
Yeah.
It sounds like it couldn't be that bad. No, I mean, how bad could it be if they do it every year? Do they die on a cross or on a plank?
No, they you know, stab them through the hands and they're on the wood there, but they also tie up their bodies so they're not like hanging. It's
I see.
Yeah.
But what's their mortality rate after their first, you know, posting?
Well, I'm not
like, do you know that piece of trivia?
That's funny because then you could post someone take a picture and you could post on Facebook.
Yeah, post your posting. No, as far as I know, only one person at this particular location has ever died, and that's because he lied. This is the truth. He apparently was from Australia or something, lied to the officials, the nearby folks or whoever they were, and said he was Filipino. So they said, okay, hop on up there, cuz. And they, you know, tap, and then I guess he died. So
wow.
Yeah,
and their explanation is that he was a liar, and so, of course, he couldn't survive the tribute.
I guess so. Hey, though, there was another guy, and I'm not making this up. I read this in the same article. They said that they don't let tourists come around as much as they used to because apparently a Japanese guy got up there and got the nails in the hands, and apparently the film that his friends took of it was used in a Japanese porn film. Now, I don't know what the fuck that film was all about.
I think they put boobs on
Hey-o!
It's so female. It's mostly men that get like think this is a good idea. This is not a female thing.
Right? Oh no, females don't fuck around. They actually have psychosomatic blood squirting out of their fucking hands without anything touching them at all. Because they believe in fucking Christ.
They do.
But I think a lot of women have gone through enough genitalia torture. Like they can handle a lot. Women can handle a lot.
Jason, can I get a hallelujah?
Yeah, you can. I don't have one of those buttons. How about this instead?
Fuck you, Joey.
Does that work?
He gave me a fuck you, Joey, instead.
It's like a hallelujah. Awesome. Or there's this
one. You know
one.
What? I'm sorry. Now I can't stop thinking about it. Jen?
Sounds like he's doing a stroke.
You guys still there?
No, that's the bong noise.
He's
just trying to relax. Yeah. I'm just saying, you were raised Catholic. That's what you think.
Mm-hmm. Went to Catholic school.
Can you reflect on that? No, just tell us, what was that like? How does that play into who you are now? Or just anything about it. Just tell
really
us the story.
It plays into it at all. My family was my father was a farmer, and we grew up in a very small farmer area. It's not that small right now, but there was a lot of it was a very agricultural area, so there's a lot of gangs and people that had less access to things. And we live poor. Like, I live poor. I live with my grandparents. But my father ended up doing fairly well in his career, and he wanted me to go to school where he wasn't afraid for me to get, like, knifed going to study
which
hall.
Is Catholic school.
No, which is our community schools during that time. A school he went to. He's like, you can't go there. So instead, he decided to send me to the private school that was 5 miles away. Actually, across the street from another one. I don't know why I went there. I had no friends there from, I don't know. We just went there because he was afraid of what would possibly happen to me going to a public school.
But the Catholicism thing, did that – a lot of people that were –
We didn't go to church.
All right.
No.
Okay. So it wasn't.
No.
You weren't oppressed by this shit.
No.
Okay.
No.
That's good.
No.
That's good to hear.
Well, it's good to hear.
On a Good Friday.
Well, no.
Check yourself.
Look, we are doing a podcast. So if you did have some adverse childhood experiences based on Catholicism, then it would have been good podcast.
I did it. I would think it'd be the opposite. My mother went to a local school like during grade school years. It was during the time when they did, like, literally, like, would wrap you with a ruler. So I would think that my mother would say, no, we're not sending her to any type of...
I don't want people beating my kid's hand with a ruler.
But, no, she was fine with it. But that didn't happen. But it was... I don't remember having a qualm about it. I thought she may have.
Well, anyway, none of us are tied down to this Catholicism thing. Is the Easter thing, you know...
It's a big deal.
That's a Catholic thing more than anything else.
There's
the Easter
very
thing
few
is...
things, and it's really Easter and Christmas.
Yeah.
No, Easter. I don't think it's just Catholic. I think it's anybody who's a Christer is totally into seeing the man get up out that cave and move on with his.
Anybody's who's into the resurrection of Christ.
Those other Christers, like, they're not committing. Seriously, like, I'm just going to be like, I have family that are newborn Christians. I don't even understand that. Like. Go ahead and be a new, like, why aren't you an old born Christian? Why aren't you an old baby? Like, what is going on? Why do you have to be a newborn? I don't, just be a Christian.
Born again.
What does that mean? I'm going to look it up.
I don't know.
I don't think there's such a thing as a born again Catholic. I think maybe there's just a
born again Catholic as a Christian.
Born again Catholic is fucking Jesus Christ himself.
Word.
All right, so enough about Jesus, or maybe not. I don't know. Jason, we haven't heard your voice a whole lot. What's going on in your twisted brain?
I think the born-again thing, this is what I was thinking, So, like, Christians, Catholics are like, hey, this baby is a couple days old. Let's douse him in some holy water. Boom, he's Christian. And the and the Protestants are like,
boom!
Yeah.
Christian.
And the Protestants are like, no, wait till he's a little bit older. And that process of saying, yep, hit me with the water pistol, Padre, that's when, boom, you're born again. So,
in Louisiana. Yeah. It's not a water pistol.
But I do like the, like, an aggressive looking priest or whatever the fuck, with a super soaker.
I think that would be so great.
This dude, in the faith.
Dude's got on a collar.
Jesus now.
Yeah, that's right.
About Jesus now.
You're saved, motherfucker. Yeah, I think that would be great. Mm-hmm. Chasing down Muslims and Jews and like, got you now. Yeah.
Hey, can you give me a timestamp on that? Because I'm working on another fucktage.
It's about minute 13 and a half-ish. Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to keep that in my mind. Yeah. What a great part of a montage. You're saved now, motherfucker. That's
good. Right. You said it way – maybe we could do it in a walk-in version. I don't know. It's like, I got this super soaker. You save now, motherfucker. No, it's not very good. I'm sorry.
Oh, by the way, Jen was here the whole time. She heard our walk-ins. Yeah. I wasn't the one doing the jack-off motion.
It was her.
It was Jen. Oh. She was judging us before she was on the show.
Like, snap. Not a walk-in.
Yeah.
I love you both.
Well, we love you, too. It's your candor. That's why you're here. We didn't want you to come in here and say, oh, you guys with your walk-ins, you make me so spiritually erect. Yeah.
So wet. Like, no.
Well, if I pull down my pants and show Jen my butt and then do Christopher Walken, then I'll be moonwalking.
Joe, you can't be like sneaking that shit up on me.
I think we need to call him Laura.
I just looked Jen dead in the eye when I said that joke, and she didn't believe that I said a joke for a good 2 Mississippi. And then she realized that it was actually a joke.
Yeah, I can see
you. That's awesome.
Fucking A. Word. That's the third time I've said word.
I know.
I'm going to have to pare back on that
it's
one.
Keep doing the you word started. Thing.
I know. It's all hard. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Let's see. What is it?
But enough about my penis. Jason?
I don't know what's going on here. Trying to find a voice clip. It's too long. I need to do it later. Y'all ever see that movie L.A. Story? Steve Martin?
Yes.
Back in the day?
Yes.
Isn't that the one where, like, he's having a casual conversation and he's, like, just, like, firing a gun out of his window at the other drivers? That's the only thing I remember about the entire thing, except for the fact that he got blown in the car, too. Those are the only two things I remember about.
Blown in the car was the Parent movie.
Oh, that... The blowing thing was the
Parent. The blouse, sort of translucent. You can just make out her breast underneath, and it's sort
of... Yeah, okay, that's enough of that.
What is that? What are you trying to present?
There's a scene in L.A. Story where Steve Martin is telling people about some painting. And at one point, he stands there and he goes, "It makes me," and he pauses, and he goes, "emotionally erect." And that's what I was trying to get. But it's at the end, I guess. And here's the thing is, I'm looking this on YouTube, and this isn't somebody who, like, got a digital version. They stuck their handy cam up to the TV and filmed this while it was on their television. So
Jamie Jenner, who is the engineer, something will barely come through on my end, mm-hmm. and then when I listen to it the next day, I realize that it's engineered to the show, and I can actually listen to it, it's surprising to me, and it's funny. Now, Jamie Jenner, how's she doing? I mean, I've been listening to the show. She seems to be doing a good job.
You want to know how she's doing? I'll tell you how she's doing.
She's always flipping Jason off, and she's always, like, pulling down her pants and, like, twerking at him. Like, through
the
glass.
I have to go pee.
Yeah, that's her, all right.
Jamie's an asshole.
Yeah. Do you hear that, Jamie? She's there. Jamie? She is.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Jamie. All right.
Anyway.
All right.
We have way too much fun with these buttons. I think our show was better back in the day when I didn't have buttons.
You'd get more and more buttons, but honestly, man, I think our show gets better and better the more buttons that you have.
We have
applause buttons. We got fuck you, Joey button.
The fuck you, Joey button is a key.
Yeah.
We got everything.
Was that the please take me home button?
Yeah, here's my... That's my take me down button.
That's pretty good.
Now, I got all kinds of buttons. So anyway,
is Foley art. What do you think I'm trying to do here?
Foley art, which is always... which the contraction of that is F'ART.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's... a real fart joke, but actually more creative than most fart jokes.
Boom in your face, yeah. So here we are on a Good Friday. We're tripping on the Lord here, I guess. I don't know.
Tripping on the Lord.
What's tomorrow? Tomorrow, like Holy Saturday or Holy Shit, it's Saturday. Or what is tomorrow got a name? Because it goes Good Friday, Saturday.
Today is Good Friday. Tomorrow is like Satisfactory Saturday.
No, there's a name for it. I can't remember it. There's a name for the day before. When's Passover? Is this Passover? No, it's Good Friday.
This is Good Friday.
I'm asking the wrong people.
I think Passover is back in the day.
No, but Jason has Wikipedia. Jason can hit Wikipedia faster than anybody you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And we'll learn all sorts of shit. Like, he's ready to read. Read Wikipedia, Jason.
It's Holy Saturday. Sabbatum Sanctum. It's also called, Great Sabbath, right?
Oh my God. Yeah. Jason, you should have seen the look that Jen just gave me. It was the most skeptical.
Skip. Oh. To Malou.
Damn it. I want to be able to speak well on my own show, but I can't pull it off. I'm just telling you, she looked at me like I just farted. Like something went wrong. She doesn't believe anything that you just said. That's
about Great Sabbath? Holy Saturday, Great Sabbath. It's also called Black Saturday. I'm not making this up.
I need to get my Google machine.
It's called Easter Eve. Seriously.
We're going to have competing Google machines.
Go for it.
We're going to have Wikipedia Jason versus Google Jen.
When's Passover?
Passover, I think, is way back in the beginning of Lent, right?
Of Lent?
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. I just looked up something important. Who cares?
No, you're right. Answer. Jen's right. Passover starts Now,
that's right. She didn't even get to Google yet. She was just right. Just came out of her beautiful mind.
That's right.
Of course, Passover is a Jewish thing, right? I mean, Jesus was a Jew. Probably still is. I don't know. I don't know where he shops. Is that a racist joke?
Jewish.
I have no idea. Yeah.
I don't know. Let's just pass over this and move on to the next topic.
Yeah. Okay. What is the next topic, Joe?
Mm. The next topic, I think, should be, and this is because sometimes we have food episodes.
Yeah.
But just a big thing happening. It's going around. It's in your face. But enough about my penis. I'm talking about the keto diet.
Oh, yeah. I love keto.
Keto. What is happening with you, Jason?
I love it. It works.
What do you mean? Is that what you're eating right now?
No. I'm drinking red wine and and with mandarin orange seltzer poured into it because I don't have white wine, and
that's
I'm poor white trash. Yeah,
that's low carb. How many carbs are what you're drinking?
Oh, 12. No, 9. Pie.
In one drink?
I don't know. There's lots.
You don't know. You don't know.
I'm not going full keto right now, but I have accidentally
low carb.
Yeah, I've accidentally ketoed, and I went, and I'm telling you, mamas and papas, I would like be low no carb by accident. I go for a run, I come home, I smell like ammonia. It was awesome, and everyone was all like, "Dude, you smell like ammonia." I was like, "That's because I'm skinny, motherfucker."
Now listen, but now before I do want to hear Jen's take on this because she's involved. She has an understanding of the keto diet that I think is beyond a lot of the fucking shitheads that proclaim to have knowledge about it. Mm-hmm. This is the thing about Jason, though. He likes the keto diet. Maybe he is on the what we've discussed before as the lazy keto diet. But you know what Jason does? He runs like fucking 10 miles a day.
Right.
Well,
you should not be following.
It's like 10 miles in the sense that 1 mile is like 10 compared to.
Oh, you're on mine. I love you, Jason, more than I did before.
Well, good.
I was trying to exaggerate your exercise enthusiasm and
I'm enthusiastic. I love the idea of running. I'm just not going to do it. You know what I'm saying?
See, I don't have a button, but I try to do my own buttons just with my voice. Here's what my fuck you Jason thing sounds like. Here, Jason, say I'm not really into running.
I'm not really into running.
Fuck you, Jason.
All right. That's at minute 22 and 22 seconds. I can go capture that myself, create a button.
The button's happening, right? It's done.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And you're right. Eventually, I think – oh, by the way, hey, everybody, this is episode 60. That's got to mean something, right?
Yeah. It's not –
usually we make mention of when we hit some sort of milestone. 60 seems important. I don't know why.
Yeah. It wasn't last week. I thought it was, and I did an awesome 60th intro, and it turns out
he did a whole thing about how it was the 60th episode, last episode, and it was fucking brilliant. Like it was really good. And then I think maybe 10 minutes before the end of the episode, we realized that wasn't true. It was actually the 59th episode.
You should have done everything Twiggy. Like,
what is Twiggy?
Twiggy was an icon model during the 60s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Twiggy is very mod. I forget who she's the daughter of.
And she is 60 years old?
No, she was in the 60s. In the 60s, she was a famous mod during the mod time.
She was.
Come on, Joseph.
I need to listen. The 60s.
Okay. If I recall, she was like one of the very first models that was super skinny and then sort of launched the let's make models super skinny era.
Oh, yeah.
Jason, you know your trivia.
I know your trivia, model trivia
at least.
Yeah. I don't know who she was a daughter of, though. You said she was somebody. Her last name's Hornby. Somebody named Hornby.
Twiggy's still alive today,
yeah.
Actually, and she'll go on like Wendy Williams or whatever talk show there is, and it was like still applauding her because she fits into her Jordache. I don't know.
Does she still look like fucking Jack Skellington?
Yes, but now she just looks like an older woman who gain weight. Like there's a difference. Once you hit a certain age, you just get skinny. And it's acceptable. You're not anorexic anymore, but she still may be.
You know what is awesome about you guys? Okay, earlier, Joe mentioned Kermit, and that reminded me of Christopher Walken. You just said Jordache. Guess who's about to come on the show? My friend, Dan Jordache. Huh?
How about Liar.
That? No, seriously, I'm going to call him right now just because you did that. I'm going to call him.
Life.
But really, I want to go back to the ketosis. Now, Jen, you went to Catholic school, and am I hearing that the reason why you're into ketosis is because the communal wafer has carbs, and this is your way of rejecting Christ?
Oh, I refuse the wafer. Well, okay, I mostly refuse it because I never go to confession.
Okay.
But once in my whole life. But yes, that is very carb-loaded.
It's a
just
huge...
drink the blood. Just drink the blood.
That's what I'm doing. Like,
look, I don't want to speak for you, Jen, but she's also not into eating people or drinking their blood. And that's what that whole fucking thing is about.
I'm into the Santa Clarita diet is what I try to follow.
I am right now having a blood of Christ spritzer. It's true. I'm drinking red wine.
Did you hear him open it?
Yeah, I did.
Nice touch.
Blood of Christ with some seltzer
it's
water.
A spritzer.
With mandarin and seltzer.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Off the top of your head, I'm putting you on the spot. What is that called? What is the blood of Christ spritzer called?
Oh, I need to make up a name for it?
Yeah, please.
Oh, geez. Okay, let me – you guys have a brief conversation and I'll think of something. Talk about the weather.
I want to call it a Jesus Sprite.
Jesus Sprite.
Did you like it? He liked it?
It's gotta be a right. Like a R-I-T-E.
I got him.
That's right. A good one. That's the name of today's show, Joe.
Jen was not impressed at all. No. She's shaking her head right in front
I'm
of
writing
me
it
right
down.
Now, and you almost died laughing.
I am. That is the name of our 60th episode, Jesus Sprite. Oh,
Jesus
my God.
Sprite? Oh. I was hoping we could call it the Genisode, because then that...
No.
Well, I don't need to explain much. That. It's just gnarly. It's really
all
cool.
About Christ. Like Genesis, Genisode.
There you go.
Oh, see, I wasn't thinking about Genesis. I was, like, thinking about the Holocaust. Anyway, let's move on.
let me call my friend Dan Jordash here, get him on the show. Just real quick before I do that, you know, the name of the show is Jesus Sprite, but it was going to be a text message I sent to Joe earlier today, which was, and I'll read my own text message word for word, I'll be love you to make eight.
Yeah, it's true.
This is the one text message.
It was like an autocorrect. I'm showing it to Jen right now. I was like, hey, can we start a little early? Like, we can start a little early tonight if you want. And he wrote to me, I'll be love you to make eight. And then I said, I'll be love you too, sweet tits.
I think you started way earlier than I got here.
It's true, he did.
Anyway, okay. we're enough delay.
Oh,
yeah.
Mr. Jordash.
I'm trying to figure out how to do that. Because I don't know how this Skype thing works. Let's see. I press this button. Nope.
Episode 60. I think you're really pulling this together. You've really learned your craft, Jason. And that's the most facetious thing I've ever said.
My craft.
Not even close.
More options.
I'm sorry. I have to keep fucking with you. I'm trying to kill time.
All right. Here's
I'm going to sing a little tune.
All right. I'm calling Dan Jordash. Oh, I got to do his intro music. Here we go. If he answers.
We heard it.
I have to turn off the background music at the same time.
Ooh.
Hey, are you there, fella? Dan Jordash? Hello? Speak.
Hello?
Hey, there he is. Ladies and gentlemen,
hello.
Introducing my good buddy, Dan Jordash.
What?
Okay, so I forgot to tell...
I like Dan already.
I forgot to tell Dan, we don't use our real names unless you want to. You're absolutely allowed to, of course. But if you don't want to use your real name, your name is Dan Jordash. Or if you want to come up with a better name than Dan Jordash, please absolutely do that.
I'm never going to do better than that one.
Okay.
No, you're not. That's of course, a great name.
I was just thinking I wish my name was fucking Dan Jordash.
It can be. Just change it right now.
Yeah, I can do whatever I want. Hey, Dan, can I be Dan Jordash?
Two.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I mean, I've only had the name for a minute, so it's like I'm not really married to it.
Okay, so...
Well, I guess I'll stick with Joe, because for the last 59 episodes, that's been my name. So I'll stick with that, I guess. But nice name. And how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys all doing? Who am I talking to here, even?
So let me introduce
Jason,
Dan. Dan, my cousin Joe is my partner in crime. He's my brother from another mother. But the same grandmother, and with him in his studio is a fantastic Jen, Wonder Jen the Wonder Woman.
Nice.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Jen.
Yeah,
how's it going?
Good.
Hi. And Joe, how are you?
You know what? We're doing really good. We got a lot of Foley art over here because we've got like a bucket of ice, and our plan is to be drunk by the end of the show.
Our plan was to be drunk before the show.
Our plan was to be buzzed before the show, and then we have an hour, and then boom, we're going to be drunk by the end. But we needed a bucket of ice. We needed some vodka. We needed some diet squirt because we're keto. We'd have regular squirt if we
Hashtag keto life.
Keto life. I'm putting that in the show notes. Hey, Dan Jordash, did you get that beer you said you're going to get?
I did better than that. I got a gin and tonic instead.
Nice. Oh,
yeah.
Gin and tonic. All right.
Next up for me. Yeah, well, you know, why mess around?
Yeah, why? Hey.
Lots of carbs in that tonic there, buddy.
Yeah, it's worth
it. I'm pretty sure this is the diet tonic. I'm not sure.
Oh, we're back to keto.
Back to
all right. Has anybody, Jen? Hey, Jen, has anybody ever called you Jen and tonic?
Actually. Oh, okay. My usual nickname is Jen Pal. But
Jen Pal?
Oh, everybody at work used to call me Jen Pal.
Son of a bitch. All right, I have to jump in.
Jay Pal.
Oh, God, that's so great. Listen, Jason, I was sitting outside with Jen, and I'm like, you know, you're about to enter an alternate dimension.
Yeah.
Which is the JBC dimension. Yeah. Now, what is your name in that dimension? And she was like, my fucking normal name. And I'm like, so. And I was like,
I'm a charmer,
folks. I was like, well, you know, I like your spirit. So what is your job? Because people have different jobs in the JBC dimension. She was like, my job now that I have in this world, what do you mean? And I was like, okay. And then now she's here.
Yeah.
And we have all these great names that are coming up. What is it? J-Pow? I like that. Jen-Pow? And then what was the other one? You had one even before that.
Jen and Tonic.
You know what? Hey, can I just real quick?
That was more 90s. I love a gin and tonic.
How about Jen and Chronic?
I force that name upon her.
No.
It was usually J&T.
No.
But now I'm just Jen Pal or J Pal.
Anyway, don't you guys think that's pretty good, right?
No, Jen and Chronic or Jen and Juice. Come on now. We can really run
you
with this.
Colonic or?
No, he said
I like all my nicknames are about alcohol. It's really good. Gin and Juice, really.
Well, in this dimension, I think that's.
I just want to know, what does the juice mean? I never understood.
See, that's cool because that's a play on words. That means that you've got juice. That means like you've got, you know,
street
fucking
cred?
Panache.
Yeah.
Street cred on Good Friday or Holy Saturday.
You know what? We've heard enough from this studio. How about?
Yeah, let's go
we
back.
We can't stop yapping. How about? You know, how about Dan?
So I want to ask.
I think
Dan can.
Well, I wanted to know. Wait a minute.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm really confused here because I think I heard for a second there that is like you guys are not totally upfront about the reality of your lives and your names and your professions. Is that what I heard?
Oh no!
No!
Totally
we're completely 100.
Like,
yeah.
Is Joe? Wait. Is Joe really the manager of a Taco Bell or not?
He is.
Yes.
Okay. See.
Yeah. And
I No, I can't be more. I am honest Belgrande, crunch wrap supreme with cheese.
You wish.
Man, that's pretty honest. Okay, well, now I feel like I'm on like more stable footing here, so
yeah.
We can continue.
Jason, this guy's last name is really Jordash.
It is, because you know why?
It actually.
You go ahead.
No, why? Why is his last name Jordash?
Yeah, I want to know too.
Because
the guy wants to know, man. All right.
Okay.
I love this.
Here's the
one
thing.
Of the things.
Let me tell you how I met.
Just take it.
Let me tell you how I met Dan Jordash. Now you guys know that I wash car washes, right? This is actually an interesting story because this is how I got hooked up with Larco in the beginning. This is how they found me. I knew a guy who in Seattle, Texas, where I live, was trying to pimp something called. What was it called? Called truck clips. No, quip. Sorry. It was called quip clips. And what it is whenever you have gym equipment and you want to wash it, you put these quip clips on your car, and then you clip on all your gym equipment and then you take it to the car wash, right?
That's a terrible idea.
No, this is true. 100% true.
Enough.
No, this is true. So he called me. He's like, I want to, you know, I want to do a demo, and I don't want to do it at a dirty car wash. Will you clean the car wash for me? So yeah, of course I will. And it went pretty well. And he's like, hey, you know, other people might want to do this. And so we went to the gym equipment convention, and guess who's there? Dan Jordash. He was a keynote speaker because he is a high school high jump trainer. And just, you know, we're hanging out.
High school high jump trainer?
Yeah, and we were just hanging out, having a good old time. And he's like, hey, how's it going? My name's Dan Jordash. I really like desert rock. And I was like, fucking A, so do I. And we were just, you know, stoned out of our gourds, having a good old time.
Look, man, anybody who's into desert rock.
Loser?
You know, a friend of Jason is a friend of stoner rock. And yeah. Potentially a friend of mine, because I like stoner rock. Wait, desert rock is stoner rock. Am I right?
Absolutely. That's
But stoner rock is a pejorative term, so I need to stay away from that. That's microaggression against all.
Dan Jordash, do you not like the term stoner rock? Is that something you're opposed to, or you're cool with it?
No, I'm cool with that. I think that, you know, a lot of bands who would play that kind of music really wear that genre, like, label on their sleeves. They, you know, intentionally are making stoner rock for and by stoners. And that's cool.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. But where does desert rock play in? Jason, you can explain that to us. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the music episode of Jason.
Is this music part two?
It's music part.
I just listened to music part one from last week.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Okay. No, this is music part 60, because we're pretty much always talking about music. Yeah.
Yeah, this shit just is intrusive all the time. No, even perfect. If we're like, you know what, all we're going to talk about is politics this week. And then Jason goes, and to start off our politics discussion, we will be talking about Maynard James Keenan of Tool and how he's perhaps the best singer of all time. And I go, why is that political? Because he goes, no, just let me keep talking about Maynard. Anyway.
It's true. You know that game, Marry, Fuck, or Die? I'm like, okay, politics, Joe Biden, Maynard James Keenan, or Barack Obama? And everyone's like, ooh, tough one. Anyway, you had a question, Joe?
Marry Barack. I got it.
Nice.
He's a forever.
He is. Totally. It's,
hey, I feel like we're getting off track as if there was one.
Was there a track?
No, but I
want to hear more about Jordash.
Yeah, me too.
That's really crazy. Your last name, Jordash.
So, Dan Jordash, do you want to pimp your podcast, or do you want to maintain your?
Oh, you have a podcast?
Oh, fuck! Can we hear a little bit about that, please?
Really? Well, since you asked, I guess. But if I did that, I would have to tell you my real name.
No. No. Don't Dan. Don't lie. That's not your real name.
You mean your pseudonym in another dimension?
Yeah, this other podcast I do. I have to use a fake name for legal reasons on that podcast. Right. So, me and my wife do it. We've done it for like 100 episodes.
Fucking A, nice.
I feel like it's, it may, to me, to my way of thinking, it's like, and this is her idea, and that's why I love her. This is like the most geeky thing you could do with a podcast, and simultaneously the podcast with possibly like the tiniest little sliver of a demographic who would actually want to listen to it, you know?
We got you beat on that one, so, dude.
Well, I don't know. You guys have this great sort of, you've got this like general interest, kind of whatever you guys are talking about. There's the dynamic between the two of you. If somebody gets into this podcast, they could go back and listen to all the other ones.
Okay.
The one that we do has a shelf life.
Well, how about you?
Ours has a shelf life of only 1 week, because what we do is we sit up on Sunday morning, we watch CBS Sunday Morning, the news
program. Oh my God, you have Mr. Science Theater on Sunday morning?
Now you're making an assumption, and that makes an ass out of you and Dan.
No, continue. I want to say, on Sunday morning, you do what with your wife?
Okay, many things. However, the thing that I want to talk about.
Thing. You know it's one thing. Admit it's one thing.
I love Mystery Science Theater, by the way. But no, we're talking about CBS Sunday Morning, the news show.
Yes.
Are you familiar?
Yes.
Yeah, well, okay. So it's like NPR on TV. We've been watching it for years. It's this great tradition that we have. And so we were like, finally like, well, let's record our thoughts while we have these conversations about all the many great things we learn on there. And so to watch to listen to our podcast and enjoy it, you need to either be obsessive about that show like we are, and then want to hear people talk about it. Or you might need to miss that episode and want to hear a recap of all the highlights, which is what our podcast is. Mm-hmm. And then you also have to be a person who knows what podcasts are, feels like listening to one, knows how to get a hold of one. And of course, the demographic for CBS Sunday Morning is a little advanced in age and, you know, are not prime podcast type people. So given that sliver of people who'd be interested in it, and then the fact that, you know, like 2 weeks after our podcast, you don't want to listen to that one anymore. You only really would want to listen to the most recent one.
Hence, I mean, just given that there it is, the shelf life of the podcast.
Yeah. Because it's the shelf life issue. Yeah, it's current. It's like current events, you know. So
I feel like go ahead, Dan.
I feel like, you know, there's a million podcasts about like Game of Thrones and like, you know, comic books, you know, music, anything you want to talk about, even the things Flutters. With the most like minute little amount of people who would want to be interested in that. That's the cool thing about podcasting is like there's something for everybody. Mm-hmm. But if you are really into, you know, Hungarian basket weaving, as they say, there's a podcast for you. And once you find it, you can go back and listen to all the episodes. But even if you love CBS Sunday Morning and you're into our podcast, you're not going to be super interested in the ones that are like a year old. And we've got them going back almost 2 years now. So yeah.
That's the thing. I take great inspiration from
kind of a point of pride for us personally.
Yeah. Dan Jordache told me, he's like, look, I know you're doing a podcast and that's cute, dude, but listen, you can't skip an episode. You can't. And I was like, you're right. We can't. Because you guys don't, right? I think you've missed maybe one week.
We have not. No. Well, we haven't missed any. We've always – that's supposed to be, you know, if you're, you know, a student of podcasting. Mm-hmm. That's like one of the cardinal rules is that if you say it's a weekly podcast, you got to give people something on a weekly basis. It doesn't have to be a full-fledged podcast episode if you don't have the time for it. So there's a couple of times where we've either done sort of like a mini episode when we were on vacation or something, or we've actually interviewed some of the correspondents who are on CBS Sunday Morning. And so we'll do that in the middle of the week and then release it at the weekend when we don't have time to actually recap that week's episode of Sunday Morning.
So, Jason, does any of this sound familiar? I hate to switch it back to our podcast, but we are a weekly podcast. We've done pretty good about that. Yeah. But every once in a while, every goddamn week is kind of tough.
It is.
So you have to try and make that work.
Yeah.
And we've skipped a few. This is our 60th podcast. I don't know if Dan knows that. It's our 60th one.
We've only said it.
I do know that because in your last episode, you thought it was your 60th.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, Dan, you're good. Yeah. He's good. That's good.
Now, look, see, to get to 100 is hardcore. Like, when we get to 100, I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to have to, like, kill myself on audio or something.
That'd be
like,
awesome.
Just, you know what I mean? Just anyway, yeah. And I have to do this often. I didn't want to do it this time.
Do it.
I'm leaving Jen here. She has so much shit to do.
Joe, you're going to go take a leak, aren't you?
No, I won't.
He knew that. Like, I didn't even know that. Jason, yeah. You're so fun.
Well, cousins, look, we've done this DNA. Several times. I'm just saying, as Dan, as you described your podcast, you have piqued an interest in my friend Jen, J-Pow, J&T,
oh, really?
Jen and Tonic, Jen and Juice, a.k.a. Now, listen. I think she has a few questions for you, and this is a perfect time for me to take a whiz.
Go pee, Joe. Jen, and real quick,
okay.
Go, Joe.
2 seconds.
And real quick, before while Joe's gone, before Jenny asks your question, I just want to tell Dan Jordache that of all the guests we've had on, of all the male guests, let me say, you have the second best voice. And I'm not trying to be like a jerk by
of
saying
all
second
the male
best.
Pod.
I heard that. Piece.
We know who number one is, but
number one is Ryan.
I'm kind of starting to vote for Dan here.
You know, Dan's got a really good podcast voice, doesn't he? I mean, it's obvious you've done podcasts before, man, because you know you got the cadence, you got the diction, you got the tone, the timbre, the texture. You've got all those things. And other words that I'm going to make
texture.
Up. Yeah.
What's texture?
Well, I appreciate that comment. It's true. Like, just, you know, as you guys now know, you record yourself a lot, you listen to yourself a lot, and you're like, oh my God.
Jason doesn't listen to this fucking podcast.
It's true, I don't.
I say this one thing. I say like a lot. I say, you know, too much. I got to, you know, stop talking way down in my register, and, you know, nobody can understand what I'm saying when I do that. So you do kind of I guess, streamline yourself after a while. Yes.
Are you doing a podcast voice now? Because most of the time when Dan and I hang out, I can't hear him because we're at a rock concert of some kind and we're shouting at each other. I mean, by this point, we've been talking to Dan for 15 minutes now. By now, my voice is usually gone, so I don't really know.
Look, I've got to get this. We're out. Like screaming at each other usually. That's why I was excited to get back on here and talk about music with you guys, because that's like the thing that has kept Jason and I, you know, friends for all these, you know, many years since our car wash days.
That's right.
We share a love of some similar bands, mm-hmm. and some of them like to tour a lot, so we have a great chance to get together pretty frequently and hang out.
Yep.
Well, and we've had a few music episodes, and last week we're kind of hoping, because I knew that there was going to be what I call a Jason side guest coming on,
mm-hmm.
It's fascinating. No, your dad came on a couple
point.
Times.
I come on, though,
that
dude.
Jason side guest for
no,
Christ's sake.
Yeah, not yeah, really. But really, you invited him. I mean, no. you talk okay. to my dad more than I do. Not that I have a problem with that. Fair my dad's enough. A cool guy, but
what I'm going to say is, this is why I'm impressed with Jason, Dan, is that I actually do listen to the podcast and I evaluate how I come through and I try to improve myself. Yeah. Jason's not interested in that, and yet I think he's just naturally good at it. He doesn't want to hear his own fucking voice.
No.
He just does it, and I think as he's doing it, it's like practicing the guitar. You don't have to record that in order to get good at it. You just keep doing it, and you get better at
mm-hmm.
it. And that's
absolutely.
And I'm being very generous right now because I think, Jason, you should listen to the show and hear how stupid you sound. I'm going to go pee.
Right, go pee.
What Jen, was.
Jen, you had some questions for Dan the Man Jordash?
I was curious about what is your – last week in particular, like what was your topic last week that you and your wife talk about?
Well, okay. So what we do is there's like, you know, 10 different segments in their 90-minute CBS Sunday morning broadcast.
Uh-huh.
And we can't, you know, talk about everything, even when we want to, even when it's so great. You know, we want to talk about everything, so it's hard. But we have to limit ourselves to just 5 topics. And so, like, one of them last week was they did this profile of Sean Penn. Because he's got a new novel out, apparently, and he's quitting acting.
And it is terrible.
He's doing a Joaquin. He's doing a Joaquin. That's cute.
Yeah, he's doing a Daniel Day-Lewis at the same time. It's a very difficult maneuver to pull both off at the same time.
That's hard.
Yeah. So that was one. And then, you know, it's really just based on whatever we feel like talking about that week. And it can be lots of different things. I forget, there was an artist, a Japanese artist. So the cool thing about that show is, like, it can be anything. They do a lot of arts and entertainment stuff. They do a lot of politics. They do a lot of, like, humanity type of stuff. So there's always something weird.
Do you provide commentary on what they said? Or I'm just trying to understand the podcast piece. But I've seen the show. Like, I think it's interesting. Like, that's the media that you're – like, it's not a negative. I'm just like, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, you have, like, yeah, me and my wife do this every Sunday, and we, like, Mystery Science Theater, like, Sunday morning. Like,
oh my
that's
God,
interesting
yeah.
to me. It's interesting.
Well, that would be a great podcast, too. Actually, I did used to watch Mystery Science Theater on Sunday mornings long ago, back when it was still, like, on the Sci-Fi Channel. And that was a great way to start your day on a weekend. That was mm-hmm. perfect. And actually, that's kind of the same thing. That we do with Sunday morning. It's just this habitual thing that you kind of wake up and it's you get breakfast, you get some coffee, and you watch that show, and it's like this habitual, it's almost like church for some people. There's a lot of other people who kind of watch it the same way, and we're trying to appeal to those types of people who share this. We've been connected with many of them through the podcast. It's been great.
Takashi Murakami was the artist on the...
That's it. That's right. Yeah. He's a...
Jason...
But he's this,
but hey,
super flat guy.
Yeah, super flat.
But it's not. It's to me. It seems like less. That is, you're not commenting on it. It's almost like a live tweet as opposed to like a Mystery Science Theater.
It's almost like.
Oh yeah, we are not trying to make fun. And when we see something on there that we don't care for, you know, we just don't talk about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's done with love and respect and interest and just wanting to further explore kind of the things that are on there. It's not at all meant to, you know, be sarcastic about what they're trying to do.
I think that I say this with a lot. No one will disagree with me that your podcast, Dan Jordache, is the exact opposite of ours. I mean, like, it could not be.
I was getting that exact impression.
Yeah. Which is wonderful.
I have heard
their podcast, and it's really great. Here's what I like about it. Now, I know Dan and his wonderful wife. I know them, and we've had experiences together, and don't take that the wrong way. They were positive kickball-type experiences, and listening to the podcast was like hanging out with two friends who were just kind of talking, right? And it was very natural the way they talked about it. Dan's wife, whose name I'll say is Helen, the episode I heard, she kind of leads things off. She's like, okay, we're gonna talk about this, we're gonna do this, and then Dan comes in, he says, I saw this, and it really did add a dimension to the show, because I watched the episode first and then I listened to the show, and I was like, you know, I didn't think about that, or I did think about that, now I feel closer to these people. And I get what you're saying, Dan Jordache, about it being a like very demographically specific show, but I'll say this: if somebody were to watch CBS News Sunday Morning and not be into it, but then listen to your podcast, they might be into the show. I think CBS News Sunday Morning really owes you. Seriously, like, I'm not even trying to blow smoke up your butt. That's what we do at concerts. It's not what we do on podcasts. And they owe you. Like,
this is a sacred space.
Yeah. Seriously. So, like, but here's the thing: we haven't. What is the name of your podcast?
Man, I'm glad you brought that into the conversation. It's called The Sunday Morning Experience. It's on iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere you're getting your podcast, we're probably on there. SundayMorningExperience.com, TheSundayMorningExperience.com. There are some other type of things that you're going to find that are kind of Sunday school or church related, and we are not that. But yeah, The Sunday Morning Experience.
Oh, thank Jesus.
Yes. Thank Jesus you're not religious. Are you, Dan Jordache? Are you guys Catholic over there? Are you guys some Christians?
God has no place on my Sunday morning. That's all about
that
all
is
about
refreshing.
Sunday it's, morning CBS.
It's all about Serena Altschul only.
That's true. She was on last week. She was the one doing the artist.
She was the one talking to Murakami. And not
– That's right. You know, we went to the studios last summer of Sunday morning – they're in New York City, and we saw her office.
Wow.
She was not there, but we got to see her name on the door. That was something.
Joe, Jen, do you remember who Serena Altschul is?
No.
Okay,
from
Serena
MTV Altschul, way back.
She was an MTV news correspondent.
We should know that.
And she was also the crush of Ollie from the Syphil and Ollie show. If you ever watched Syphil and Ollie, Ollie was really into Serena
Altschul. I have seen Syphil and Ollie. Hey. Yeah. Okay, now I have to take a fucking hard turn right now.
Well, you got eight minutes to do it.
I have how many minutes?
You have 7 minutes.
Oh, that's pretty good.
One.
No, I'm just saying. I think that there is an overlap between our show and Dan's show.
Okay.
That is, if we were a response show, like Dan's show is, and I like that. Honestly, Jason and I run into problems because we do respond to things, but it's so random. We try to contain ourselves and just move forward somehow. But if there was one show that we were responding to, I think maybe it would be some terrible, like, Rob Zombie horror movie.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to create like a realistic contrast between Dan, your show, and and so Jason and I think we would be more suited to watch terrible horror movies with gore and blood squirting in your face, and then we would comment on that.
But in a lighthearted way. It would be a lighthearted blood squirting. It would be kind of like an Andy Dick horror film, if you will. It would be sort of like a, you know, if Rob Zombie was playing with his kids horror film. You know, it's not doom and gloom. It's just doom or gloom, but not both.
Well, that's the thing. A Rob Zombie horror movie is all terrible, but our response to it isn't necessarily terrible.
Exactly,
We're like clicking our heels and giggling. That's different.
We're like the outtakes of, you know what we are? We're the outtakes of a Rob Zombie horror film. We're the outtakes
of a Rob Zombie film?
That's us.
I'm going to have to wrap my genitals around that.
No. Don't try too hard. Hey, we do have...
Well, I would listen to that podcast, you know. I think that...
Mr. Jordash is speaking.
Thank you, Jordash. That's exactly what I needed hear, sir.
Well, he would listen to it, and he has. Now, we have heard about the Sunday Morning Experience, and I'm going to tell you how much I love the show. This is 100% the truth. I have a T-shirt that says the Sunday Morning Experience on it. Not only that, ladies and gentlemen, but it's one of those baseball style, the kind that's got the half sleeve, you know, where the sleeve is a different color than the rest of the shirt. It's my favorite style of shirt. I have one. So in your face.
That sounds so pretty.
It is. It's awesome. I love it a lot. Now
you're one of our hardcore supporters, and I appreciate you for investing in that shirt. You helped us pay for that majestic and fairy tale trip to New York City.
It was.
You probably bought us with the proceeds from that shirt. We probably got, you know, half a cup of coffee or, you know, maybe a little trail mix or something, and it really kept us going. So thank you.
Absolutely. I wanted to ask Jen a question because Jen is, she's freaking awesome and probably one of the wittiest people I've ever met. And I've met a lot of witty people, yo. But don't worry, Jen, I am going to make this about me.
And she has a classic laugh. Do you hear that? Do you hear that laugh?
Really good.
Jason, do you hear that laugh?
I do. I love it.
Quiver's got nothing on this. Here, let me say something to make her laugh, because I know it will. It's just easy. This is easy.
Okay.
Poop.
That is not a good example of my laugh.
Here, Jason, make her laugh so we can hear her laugh. Really
okay. Poop. Okay. Joey going poop. No? Okay. Let me ask Jen this question.
That's normal.
That's just a thing that happens all the time.
I live at his house, practically.
More or less.
Like, that's like normal.
No, here's what I want to ask Jen.
There's plenty of examples of how great her laugh is. But
yes.
We're not funny enough to just do it on cue.
Okay. No, we never. That's one of our failings. We're like the Def Leppard of podcasts. Def Leppard apparently tried to. I'm serious as a fucking heart attack. Def Leppard apparently.
C-wagon, but Def Leppard,
no, really. Go to your fucking old ass Rolling Stone magazines. Apparently, Def Leppard got together one day and decided, let's do just a regular old jam. Let's just see if we can make something up on the spot. And it was fucking awful, apparently. I read that once. Anyway, listen, let me tell.
Who wrote that?
I don't know.
If you decide to write Hysteria, then you're fucking like, whoa. Wait. Let's make sure that the drummer gets into a car accident and he has one arm. And then
it was a
really
motorcycle. It was a
job.
Motorcycle accident. Let me ask Jen my question before we run out of time. And she ends up smacking you in the face,
was a
Joe.
Laugh. I did the Def Leppard joke. Jason. Did you hear the laugh?
It was a good laugh. Yes. This is the question. And it's about me. Jen. Dan Jordash said that if they can't do an episode, which is rare, they'll like maybe interview some people from the Sunday morning show and then put it on later. And who would Joe and I interview in the middle of a week in order to be a parallel kind of situation to the Sunday Morning Experience? Who would we interview? Who do you think? And I want you to lie your ass off here.
I would say Kelly Ripa.
Awesome.
Ooh,
wow.
Right? I would
like
interview her.
Michael Jordan in one-on-one.
I would interview
interviewing Kelly Ripa.
I love Watch What Happens Live. I know she's not a part of it, but she's best friends with Andy Cohen. Kelly Ripa is like, she'll cross over different genres. Like, Kelly Ripa's cool. So Kelly Ripa, yes.
Okay. Have you met her, Jen?
No, but I feel like I know her.
Have you met any? Are there any celebrities that you have met?
Only, like, I've met Debbie Harry.
Jason.
I've only met, like, singing, like, band type of celebrities, but not, like, people that would call me today.
Debbie Harry, in my mind, is A-list.
Oh,
and you've never told me that story. What the fuck? That's awesome.
That's a DJ story, like, behind the scenes, dragged me behind, made me meet her. It was, like, a brief meeting, but I met her. It counts.
That totally counts. That's huge.
It counts.
Fucking A, right?
Jen, you just went from Jen and Chronic to Jen and the fucking Chronic. I mean,
Chronic.
That's... Yeah.
Jen
and Chronic, a.k.a. Jen and Juice,
my
a.k.a.
Name is Jen Powers.
Jen Powers. You know what? You're just Jen, and that's all you need to be. Boom.
Oh, I love that, Jason.
You are the awesome. And by the way, Joe, we have 1 minute left before I'm going to hit the Reichsop. So I just want to tell you that in case you had anything planned, like, you know, saying something worth listening to. Snap. This is the part of the show, Dan Jordash, where I just insult the shit out of Joe because I'm just fed up. Also, I'm super drunk. So, no, I'm just
kidding. All right, I'm ready for it.
I love Joe like I love my own cousin. Wait a minute.
Hey, Jason, Jen has something to say to you. She's been listening to the whole podcast. Now she's on it. Give us the review of our podcast, Jen. Tell us how we did and how we've been doing. How about that?
Yeah, let's hear that.
That's not a right setup.
Oh.
Like, you don't really, like, want to know. Like, I've told you personally, like, what I think you should do, what you don't do enough of. Like, we've had this conversation.
Give us some, like, critical, like, give me an idea of what we could do to do better, Jen.
I think you should be more on point with topics. I think you should know what's happening in the world and, like, really discuss it instead of, like, avoiding it.
Why don't you stop being such a fucking bitch, Jen?
I don't think she slapped you nearly loud enough. No? I think she should slap you 3 or 4 more times. All right, I think
it's
we're done.
Painful.
So, Joe, you still there? Dan Jordash, you still there?
I'm still here. Is everybody alive?
So usually this is, and I'm not making this up, Dan Jordash, this is usually the point of the show where Joe's microphone starts fucking up. It gives us an hour, and then it stops working. So now we're going to hit the outro music and move on. But Dan, I want to thank you for coming on the show.
I really appreciate you inviting me on. I'd be glad to come back anytime. And I still want to have you, Jason, and hell, Joe too. Why not? Come on our podcast if you ever feel like watching Sunday morning real early one day. And then reviewing it with us, I think that'd be really cool.
I would love to. And you're welcome to come here any old time.
Thank you.
Yeah, because you were you're a natural. I mean, honestly, what Joe and I have discovered through the years is that we are enthusiastic. But if we bring in other people with talent, the podcast sometimes is good. So yeah, you're always welcome.
Well, I appreciate you saying I have talent. That's crazy.
You do. You have good taste in music. You get a good taste, and your kids are beautiful. And I like the way you dress. What else could I got for you?
Man.
Your wife is awesome.
I guess she left.
Keep going.
I wish I had.
I guess she left.
Did Jen, when she smacked you, did she smack you like full hand, face, boom, knock your ass down, Joe?
No, I tried to dodge it, so it was a little bit. I don't know. I think I hit a button there. Like, she's out. I chased her out.
You know what?
She had her car.
She probably won't come back until Sunday.
I guess I shouldn't have called her a bitch.
No. You pretty much, you nailed her, and she won't come back until Sunday.
What do you mean Sunday? Oh, no.
Because that's April 1st. And it's Easter. Good night.
Bye, guys.
Say except, fuck you, Jen!
Fuck you, Joey!
Alright, so...
Okay, so I hit record again, and...
Hey, Jason.
Yeah, let me do the Reichsop. There. Now we can do a real exit. This is the worst... Okay, I'm not saying it's Jamie Jenner's fault. It's my fault.
It's gonna be fucking great.
It's gonna be fucking great. I have no idea what this is going to sound like because I don't listen to the podcast. So
you should, maybe.
Jason, all we need to do... Look, are you recording?
Yes, I'm recording.
Stop.
No. No, I do not stop.
Do not stop.
Jason, guys, I'm not kidding. You're fucking up the joke.
Yeah, yes, the joke is fucked up. This is a meta podcast, Joe. It's meta. Do your joke.
It's meta.
I didn't do...
Beta.
I wasn't
this
recording.
This is not the joke.
This
I
is the joke.
To fucking do the joke. Stop.
I'll do the joke.
I'll do the joke. I'll stop you right now.
I think you guys should.
So, who does the editing on this show? Does somebody edit this when you guys are all done? Because there's a lot to edit out here.
There's no editing.
I love you, Mrs. DoorDash. Listen, Joe, he's fake. He's like.
No, you don't understand. What was supposed to happen is she slaps my face, then we listen to the whole song. It's very easy. All we need to do is record April Fools.
Yeah,
at the end, not the entire end of the fucking show.
That's how you would communicate with.
We're
going
to listen to the whole show.
Of-
Joe, you were the one who picked this song. It was you a year ago, and we're going to listen to it. You said play the whole thing at the end of the show, and we're going to play the whole thing, and then she's going to slap you again.
Smile. He knows this is true.
Yeah.
You're speaking the truth.
I guess I don't understand, because I thought where we fucked up is that you stopped recording at the end of the Royksopp song.
No, what happened was I fucked up because I accidentally hit the fuck you, Joey, which stopped the Royksopp because I'm bad at this. Or, I mean, Jamie Jenner is bad at this.
Tell me what we need to do, and then we'll just do it.
Well, okay. He is. We're doing over.
It's a do-over.
What over?
We're recording right now. The song's going to play. When you guys are ready to come in and say, April Fools, you say it. And then...
That's
you,
it, April Fools.
You, Joe.
That's what I thought that's all we needed to do.
And then you, Joe, and Ian will laugh your tits off, and that'll be that.
Okay.
And Dan, feel free to add to this.
What bothers me. This whole thing is going to be recorded and posted because Jason, you're
the best.
I'm the best. I'm also lazy. By the way, Joe, have you seen Dan's new, or not Dan, sorry, Ian's new house? It's huge. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's huge.
What?
Yeah,
well, he's
it's a big
he's
baller.
Smart. Now, yeah. He's not as smart as Jason, but financially, he's...
He's way smarter than me.
He's got his shit together. Yeah.
Well, it
has to do with the lucrative... He's in a lucrative field.
Which
he is.
He's a computer programmer, a coder. You know,
he's our number one listener, and he moved to a part of the country where houses cost like
$8. Your friend is your number one listener. You need to stop saying that.
Did you hear this? No, I disagree. It's like one of my favorite jokes.
You cannot
on the podcast.
Have your bestie be your number one listener.
He's not my best friend.
I'm his bestie.
Yes, that's right. Which is your bestie?
No. But we're talking about Dan's still there, right?
Dan Jordan is here. No, he's still here. Yeah.
Dan.
Yo, what's up?
Dan, I'm so sorry that you had to hear me fucking just start yelling and screaming. I'm not...
I love your name, Dan. That's so good. Is that really your name?
No, I wish. God damn, I wish it was.
That's not your name?
No, I didn't know that was my name until I joined this podcast today.
Oh, it is your name. I Googled you. Oh.
Well, it's... Yeah, I'm sure that's me.
It's not you. It's another.
You know what? You know what's cool is you actually do sound a little. How many of our episodes have you listened to, Dan?
I listened to the full episode from last week.
You heard the cot. He caught this. It's not
the last one was kind of fun.
You caught that one.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. And I listened to the beginnings of a whole bunch of other ones. And what I was doing was, I don't know if you want to look at this, but. I was on iTunes.
Oh, what, you have a spreadsheet? What's going on?
And I was like, I would click on one, and it would play for like 3 minutes and then stop.
Huh.
And I was like,
that's
weird. And so
that's
then
no
I,
good. Jason, can you comment on that?
That had to be a Shags one.
I have no idea.
That happened like three or four different episodes. And so then I just downloaded one and listened to it. And that was the
I
one
guess
from
that's
last
the
week.
Way to go. To me, I don't even understand. I just downloaded every time I download it, and that works every time. So if
you download it, but streaming
doesn't
seem
work.
To be problematic.
Case,
but
do
I don't
you know
that,
if the live stream
it could it could easily work? Just have been my machine.
In contrast, are you going to download a Sunday morning with Mr. Jordash yes. and his wife?
Please,
he should. I'm
them.
Not saying that. I'm asking
them.
Him.
Actually,
subscribe, download, review, all that.
Yelp it.
Dan.
Sure.
I have
Yelp it as loud as you want.
You have more listeners than we do.
I will, like, what?
What'd I'm not
you,
kidding.
What'd you say?
Dan, I have a feeling that you have more listeners
oh,
than
yeah,
we do.
Oh, yeah. I totally agree.
He's done 100
right?
episodes.
I don't know.
Hey, guys.
I just don't know.
Sorry,
knows,
just real quick.
Know.
We
you
None
know.
Of us know. You don't
no,
know either,
knows
Dan.
Count. He knows count.
Hey,
he knows how many people are watching.
Why does Dan know and we don't?
Because
we don't give
don't
a fuck?
Hey.
He knows his followership is larger than yours.
I'm pretty sure it is.
I know.
It has to be. He's been doing it longer. It's a better show.
Well, this is what I was saying before. Theoretically, our appeal is very wide, right?
Oh,
because it's based on this nationally broadcast thing. But on the other hand, it's like very, very small because the people who are into that, plus who want to listen to a podcast, plus get to it in time for it to be relevant to that week.
Mr. Jordan,
very, 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 very small. So I
would. As a clientele that's already interested in the subject matter,
but that's brilliant.
People,
it's almost like it's like the Talking Dead.
Cousins.
It's like the Talking Dead.
No,
of course you're going to get more.
Yeah, look, yeah, it's like that.
JBC is like a fucking crazy
yes.
circus. It's terrible. Nobody
it's like
knows
one
why to listen
by
to it.
One, Mr. Jordash has people at least by the fives, by fives,
by the five.
You know what I mean? All like right. You got to think about the growth piece.
All right, see, this is why I wanted Jen on the show, because...
This is not why.
Yes, it is.
Why?
Now, hey. Hey!
Hey!
Are you guys going to say
Jason?
April Fools? Because we're still recording.
Oh, now we're supposed to... Do you want to do the slap again?
Yeah.
I will hit him again. No
hit problem. Him again, and then...
She hit me actually for
so,
real in the
Jason,
face.
Jason, tell me. What's the rule? I have to hit him again?
That's
and then
dedication.
Later?
Here's what's going to happen. Jen, just hit him. I'll do the Royksop outro, and then you guys say April Fools, and then I can hit stop. I can publish this thing, go find a picture of somebody wearing jeans, and move on with
and
my life.
Back off to it.
But, you, but you're recording right now.
It's still recording,
are you gonna yeah. publish all this shit?
Fuck yeah, why not? Why wouldn't I?
Of course, you have to record everything.
Absolutely. I'm like the Tommy
all right,
Wiseau
here we go. This is
podcasting.
Theatrical. We're theater kids. This is how we do things.
Yep.
Stop it.
All right, go ahead.
Why don't you stop being such a fucking bitch, Jen?
No problem. You're a dick. Fuck you. I'm out.
Oh, my God.
Do, 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 do. 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 Do, do. Come back in, please. Do, 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 do. Do, do. Say April Fool's. Do, 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 do. I don't forget how the song goes. You guys, seriously, come back. Say April Fools. I'm not singing anymore. Do 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 do. Hello? I'm the
April
one.
April Fools.